You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 527 here. So, you had the big announcement today, Jake, didn't we, about the next 2027 NFL draft is going to be hosted in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know what that means. It's going to be in Pittsburgh next year.
And I'm not going.
And then down to, well, Washington, D.C. is even closer than Pittsburgh, right?
It is, yeah.
So, you know, this is in addition to D.C. coming to an agreement with the Washington Commanders to redo RFK Stadium and bring the Commanders back to downtown D.C.
Redskins.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob, this has definitely been an exciting, I guess you could say, year or two for Washington, especially when it comes to football. And, you know, like you were talking about, the site of where RFK Stadium, which is going to be torn down soon, where the Redskins played from 1961 to 1996, and just seeing the renderings of this new stadium that's going to come about in 2030, and you're back in Washington, D.C., after they've spent the past 28 years in Landover, Maryland, where FedEx Field is at. And like Roger Goodell said last week when they announced this, he said that obviously, because there's been a lot of pros and cons when it comes to FedEx Field, or Northwest Field as they call it now, but more cons than pros. But he said that obviously this new stadium, as we've seen over the past couple of years, you get a new stadium like the Minnesota Vikings, Atlanta Falcons, so on and so forth. Obviously, it's going to be showcased on the biggest stage of them all. And he said that obviously it would certainly be capable of hosting a Super Bowl sometime in the 2030s. And this whole idea, I mean, the NFL draft, for the longest time, it was such a staple in Radio City Music Hall for as long as I can remember. And I think it was 2016 when they started rotating the draft every year. It started in Chicago, then Philadelphia, then Dallas, then Nashville, then, of course, 2020. I mean, it was done all virtual because of everything that was going on with COVID. But the last couple of years, Las Vegas, Cleveland, I know it, very, very passionate fan base. Detroit last year, they blew all the NFL draft records out of the water. I think it was close to 700,000 people those 3 days. And then Green Bay, obviously, is as hollowed of an NFL place as this is. So, yeah, this is definitely exciting for the NFL draft. This will be the first time since 1941 that's going to be held in Washington, D.C. And the thing is, and I'm sure Brian Hughes is probably listening right now, diehard Washington Redskins fan. Obviously, you would say over the past 30 years or so, Washington went through a lot of futility, whether it was leaving RFK, Dan Snyder, of course, and I mean so much toxicity when Dan was the owner of that team. And here comes in Josh Harris, who owns the Philadelphia 76ers, New Jersey Devils, also has an ownership stake in Joe Gibbs Racing, obviously that Washington connection. It's amazing how quick the turnaround has come for Washington from a culture standpoint. You know, this was a place that for a lot of NFL teams, you would be overpaid at the end of your career, like Deion Sanders, like Bruce Smith. And now this is a place that people covet, that they want to go to. I mean, Deebo Samuel, when he was traded from the 49ers the 1st of March, I mean, you could sense that Deebo was excited to go there and play with Jaden Daniels. Almost the same with Brandon Ayuk when there were rumors about him getting traded. So I'm definitely excited for this opportunity for Washington to host the NFL draft. And the interesting thing is, Rob, there is no date that's set on it because the 2026 draft that's going to be in Pittsburgh, April 23rd through the 25th. But here, 2027 NFL draft, it says April or May of 2027 because, hey, guess what? Roger Goodell said that it's only going to be a matter of time until the NFL goes from 17 regular season games to 18 regular season games because, hey, it's all in the interest of player safety.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I've been to RFK Stadium many times because that's where they hold Police Week. Now, Police Week in D.C. takes place May 15th, week of May 15th, with May 15th being Police Memorial Day. And it's an entire week of events. They have a tent city down there. We often use the parking lot of RFK Stadium. RFK Stadium was used as a soccer stadium most for recently, professional soccer most recently. Parking there is horrible. I mean, there's really only two ways in and out. So, I would imagine they're going to have to do something with some sort of public transportation as well. Maybe some sort of tram system that gets people there.
That was mentioned last week.
But you can also, I picture the NFL draft, and you have to believe that Donald Trump had a hand in this, speaking with Roger Goodell to get this done. But you could really see, looking at the last draft that they did, what was Green Bay, right?
Yes.
The way they had the big tent, and it was kind of outdoor-indoor type setup. The National Mall, same thing, with the Washington Memorial behind you, the Capitol there, the Smithsonian's on either side of you. And I just think the potential, and it's right after the Cherry Blossom Festival in downtown D.C. Tourist-wise, they said it could be upwards of 1 million people, anywhere from 600,000 to 1 million people that do this. And you think about it, you've already set your mind on that you're not going to be dealing with the Pittsburgh draft.
Absolutely
because of the personal issues you may have. But D.C. is very probable to say, hey, it's an hour closer. I'm going to head down and not only see that, but maybe a lot of other things.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly and I were definitely open to the idea because we went to FedEx Field. It was New Year's Eve 2023 when the 49ers were playing Washington and ended up clinching home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And if I remember correctly, and of course this is Landover, Maryland that we're talking about, and just let me see here. The drive itself from our house in Wilkes-Barre to Landover, Maryland, it was 3.5 hours. Whereas obviously if we were going out to Pittsburgh, it's close to 5 hours before you know it. But
yeah,
like I was saying, there was definitely a rejuvenation, I guess you could say, when it comes to football in our nation's capital. And like we were talking about, the date really isn't set. Based on my calculations, I would say maybe April 29th or May 6th possibly. Obviously with the possibility of the NFL expanding to 18 games. But yeah, I'm definitely excited, and it's definitely something on my radar for 2027.
Yeah, no doubt. When I worked down in when I lived down there for a year before working here, I used to drive by there every day. And I'm just looking at it because I have it pulled up on my map now. There's traffic on 295 right now, which there always is. But traffic nightmare, parking nightmare. I'm sure there's plans for that to assist with that. But I think it's a positive step, and I think it'll bring a lot to the economy there.
Yeah, very excited for it. And like I was just telling Rob, EJ, draft is in Pittsburgh next year.
I'm going.
Well, I'll watch it on TV.
And I'm going to say hi, Jake, when the Steelers pick. I'm going to go right up there and go, hi, listen to the Rob O'Donnell Show, 3 to 6. I'm going to do that for you, okay? Rob, free advertising.
There we go.
I got you.
Nice.
All right, guys, it's 5:34 here. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.